kneeling by my bed, folded hands and tilted head. I thank the Lord for my water and my bread. Thankful to be a part of God's flock of chosen sheep, waking from my slumber while the world is still asleep. Freedom loving, patriotic, deplorable bum. I reside in the States, but Scotland is where I'm from. Sometimes I feel defeated, but we will always stand tall. Fighting with my family, we go one, we go all. We may fall. Our Bibles and talks of bread and wine, indoctrinate our children, throw the world into decline. We the people need to stand firm and understand, without liberty and freedom, all we have is dirt and land. Holding the sword high, I'll stand firmly through the pain. What I have lost is what the wisdom I have gained. If you find me on my knees, it's not because I'm defeated. It was my prayer before the war, the only weapon I needed. Make. I will be your servant and the warrior whose soul you will take. And we may fall, holding the line. Yeah, we may fall, but we'll be fine. The world will see the global crimes. Oh, the veil will lift.
Good evening, family. How's everybody doing today? Oh, man, we're going to get started here just after we get done, but we got some great things to talk about. God is amazing and answers things so quick, and I will be bringing that to you here in just a moment. Guys, this is Kilted Christian, episode 564. That's right, guys. We got a long way to go. This show's nowhere close to being done, according to God. Episode 564, I've called this one Nine Gifts of the Holy Spirit, also known as the Nine Fruits of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be getting into a phenomenal conversation about this evening, going over a little bit of news, and I will tell you about the plans that we have coming up. Once again, Kilted Christian, episode 564, let's get to it.
We are many nations around the world, comprised of many cultures, but we stand together in a battle between good and evil. We're the seekers of wisdom, the bringers of truth, the hands of heaven, and the voices of reason. As the world tries to divide us by our differences, we only grow stronger as we are bound together as the children of God.
All right, for those of you who are just popping in here, and I did not get a chance to say hello to you, God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us. First off, great news. I know that there's some people that are just extremely ecstatic about this. Steve is at home. So Penny and Steve are back at home. Steve just needs to take a little bit of time, utilize his time, keep on resting. I loaded him up. He's going to be getting a whole lot of Amish beef jerky coming in here for me here soon. I know that he loves the beef jerky and got the good stuff made right here, straight from Yoder's. So got a good variety. So that'll be awesome. And I know that Steve was really excited to get back home to see his pups. And those pups, Penny said they were so excited to see him. I said, I bet they had the happy tails. They were probably shaking so much, those dogs almost took off in the flight. You know, funny thing too about the happy tails is it's actually a term that's used by in veterinary medicine or kennels. So if you guys don't know, it's generally happy tails generally comes with labs or golden retrievers, you know, the really excitable dogs. So when they're inside their little kennels, they get so excited when people walk by that their tails will literally smack both sides of the walls, and you'll go in there and there'll be little blood spots all over the walls because the dogs get so excited they cannot control their tails. So that's where the word happy tail comes from. And I just imagine that I don't know who was happier. I bet Steve, I don't know who was going to be happier, the dogs to see Steve or Steve to see the dogs. Nonetheless, I'm just so grateful that Steve is back at home. Keep in your prayers. Let this healing just keep on continuing. He's got the best people he could ever have right there with him. Penny, we love you so much, and we're just so grateful for all that you do. I know it's your husband, but, you know, like I said, in this world right here, sadly, even the marriages don't produce what they should anymore, but you guys are a great example of that, and I know he dearly loves you. I'll tell you, my heart just fluttered, almost brought tears to my eyes when I was on the phone with him the other day, and he started talking to Penny and was just, babe, I'm not leaving anytime soon. I love you so much. And I was just like, oh my goodness, that it was so sincere and beautiful, and we all just need to have that love for all the people, especially our spouses. Just continue to pray. Like I said, we've got some phenomenal family, and many of them are going through some pretty rough times right now, but everyone's going to get through this. So it's funny too. You guys know I've got my four chickens. We're going to be adding a couple more to that come springtime. We're going to get the little chickie. So little Spirit, my puppy, will no longer be needing to stay in her cage. So we're going to raise the little chickies inside the little cage that she's been staying in until they're big enough to put out there with the chickens. But it's so funny, the relationship that my dog, my older dog, Solomon, my border collie, has with those chickens. Solomon loves the chickens, and the chickens love Solomon. So there was a point where when, you know, we'd let the chickens out, chickens would roam around the yard. They're pretty territorial. They don't leave. They always hang out in the group of four. But Solomon, like I said, he'll go out there. The chickens run right up to him. And it was a point where I had Solomon helping me herd the chickens back into the cage. But now the chickens love him so much that he literally reverse herds them. So instead of chasing the chickens back into the kennel, all Solomon does is walk into the kennel. The chickens chase him right inside the kennel. So it's reverse herding. And I'll make sure to put a photo of Solomon and the chickens up after the show on to Kilt the Christian. You guys can see it. It's just so cool. But like I said, it's all those little blessings, the joys, the things that make you happy. And, you know, like I said, people can't seem to get along, but some reason a dog can get along with a chicken and a chicken can get along with a dog. We could take some notes from that and maybe start getting along with each other. Wow, what a world that would be. All coming together in the name of God. That's the start to a perfect world right there. So tell you a little bit. So last night I told you, you know, that I've just been having this heaviness. The devil's been working in my life trying to convince me, like, maybe you should stop the show. You're not doing any good for anybody and so forth. So first off, I want to thank everyone. Hope, oh my goodness, I saw your comment first thing this morning, and I seriously needed that. Thank you so much. It was so beautiful, so sweet. But I had a long conversation with God last night, and I had multiple comments. I just want to thank you all. Just, you're so amazing. Long conversation with God last night. And boy, did God talk to me. So first thing is God said is, no, it's not time to shut your show down. I need you to expand your show. So we had talked last night that we're going to be we're going to be staying here on Podbean, but we're also going to be doing a show at the same exact time on multiple places over on Rumble. So if you want to, I do prefer the chat over here on Podbean. But I also do love the video because I can actually show you the videos. I can show you the scriptures and all these things as I'm going through them. I'm a video director, so it's perfect. So I'm going to be taking, not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm going to be taking a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday off. I'm going to be focusing on building all the graphics and everything that I need. So we'll be going up on Rumble as well as here. but it even gets better. So, you know, I said, God, I hear you. I hear you. Just, you know, let me know. Let our family just tell me if, you know, what direction we need to go, what we need to do. Just let the family come together. And God was like, done deal. So he kept on speaking to me. Some of the plans I'm not gonna be able to tell you about till Monday because I'm going through and I'm verifying them. But one thing that God teaches is humility, and he teaches unity. Those are two important things. You know, as Christians, we come together as family. You know, two or more people gathered in one spot in prayer. That's a church. So I've reached out to a couple of people that do podcasts as well. And I'm like, you know, guys, we go on at different times. Why don't we join forces? So there's going to be a time coming up here within the next few weeks where Kilted Christian is going to be a platform where some of the other podcasters will be joining me right here on Kilted Christian doing their show together. So it'll be on the Kilted Christian. It'll still be their show. And we're going to keep it on the same time. We're going to keep it. So like I said, we're going to combine it. That way you guys aren't running all over the place, going to multiple shows. Like I said, we're going to format it. We're going to be a true church coming together and doing these things. So it's going to be phenomenal. And then God specifically mentioned a particular name. And like I said, I will talk to you guys about that money. Monday. I'm really excited about this. And then he also talked to me about Jeff. And he was like, you know, I've got plans for Jeff as well. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to, you know, let him. He reached out today and actually mentioned a couple of things, put them up on the platforms on Brothers in the Bible, A Kilted Christian, and so forth. And this is what he put up. So let me swing down. He says, all right, folks, we are thinking about doing a teaching on how to share the gospel on Kilted Christian. Obviously, we'll be praying about this first, so just to be sure this is the Lord's will, but I would like to know how many of you would be interested and committed to this teaching. So if you are willing to listen, you know, just go to, you know, you can say it right here. If you think that would be something you guys would be interested in, we'll be doing that, you know, just going through occasionally throughout the shows. Jeff will be coming back in here full time here very soon. He said that regardless how he's feeling, you know, he's got a job to do. So he will be getting through it every way that he possibly can and coming on talking about a little bit of gospel. So this show is going to be, you know, very similar way it is, transforming, a little bit less news at night, more scriptural talk with some other great guests that you guys all love coming on here, Kilted Christian. But it won't be my show. It's not Kilted Christian. This is all of ours. Like I said, it's a family event. So guys, what's coming up is going to be so exciting. Like I said, as well as going up on Rumble. God was like I said, he said, guys, it ain't time to shut it down. I need you to expand. So Little Red reached out to me earlier. She prayed for me. You know, ask God, help him expand his territory. And, you know, I've always looked at territory as a literal place. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like land. But, you know, territory can be so much more than that. So in this way, we're expanding God's territory by bringing people on the show, building better, having a further reach. God is amazing, and he answers so quick. So I thank you so much for all of your prayers. You guys are absolutely amazing. And like I said, this was like a couple of hour long conversations that I had with God last night. And then when I woke up today, some of the things that people were saying, it was like they were sitting right there with me in the conversation that I was having with God. So not only does God have this beautiful conversation with me, and I'm like, yes, sir, I hear you. But then he literally comes through the next day and he verifies through all of you, through your comments and all this other stuff. And then people reaching out to me, just verifying, you know, did you hear what I was telling you? I said, yes, sir, I hear what I'm telling you. And this is right. This is not the time to quit. And I am, as you can tell, I'm excited right now. I mean, I feel like night and day compared to the way that I felt the last couple of days. And this is amazing. So Father in heaven, just thank you so much for watching out for all of us, continuing to speak to us, bringing us all together. Family's going to grow according to you. And I'm so looking forward to this. This is just amazing. So tonight's show, kind of weird the way that I came across this. So I ended up naming the nice show, Nine Gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we'll get into that conversation after a little bit of news, but I want to kind of bring you into why I chose this one. So nine has always been a number that has sat with me my whole life. It's, you know, I don't believe in the lucky numbers or anything, but it's a number that just constantly reoccurs. So if I was to say, hey, I've got a lucky number, I would say it was probably nine. So I'm like, so I came across something that I never noticed before. So first off, is, you know, Nikola Tesla, when he was doing his when he was doing all of his research and so forth, three numbers came up to him all the time. It was the only three numbers that he ever talked about was 3, 6, and 9. Nine being a very important number. So I looked up, I'm like, okay, well, wonder what 9 means in scripture. So when I looked it up, the number 9 is mentioned 49 times in scripture. And it has a significance, meaning kind of a spiritual finality, is what it means, like a finality within God, a finality within your spiritual beliefs and so forth, or, you know, kind of going through the cycle and the ending. So I'm like, okay, interesting, because what I came across today was about the number 9. So do you realize, no matter what, if you take the number 9 and you multiply 9 by any number, the number that you get from multiplying it will always add up back to 9. Pretty crazy, huh? So, and you can do that with, and I went through and I was like, okay, let me try this on a couple of lower numbers. And I'm like, oh, I want to go try it on the higher numbers. So, you know, a great example, and I'll do it right here for you. So 9 times 16 equals 144. 4 plus 4 plus 1 equals 9. So no matter what you do, with a division or a multiplication of 9, the numbers that it has always add back up to 9. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I went in further and I ended up coming across the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, or the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I'm like, okay, this is the perfect thing to do. Jeff and I talked about it. I was like, dude, that's really what my show is going to be about tonight. How crazy is that? So once again, you know, you ask God for some direction, God gives you that direction. So we're going to be having a great conversation about that tonight. But the first thing to do, I want to go through, like I said, a little bit of news today. So you guys may have heard about the whole TikTok ban thing that they've been talking about. So if you read the bill, you realize that TikTok is literally just a distraction. That is the thing to get everybody upset and talking about it, so they're not digging into this bill a little bit further. This bill gives them the right to spy on you through any source or company that has over 1 million subscribers. An example, your iPhone, well over 1 million. Internet and your TV and your phone providers, well over 1 million. Your Roku, well over 1 million. Every social media site we have, well over 1 million. So basically, as long as a company has over 1 million subscribers, this bill gives our government permission to literally access our audio and our video to spy on us. Dig deep inside that bill. That's what it's all about. So then let's just look at this very, very surfacely. And I'm going to play a little clip here from Thomas Massey, one of our guys right here in Kentucky. And he was pointing out some pretty valuable things, because the first thing that crossed my mind is like, okay, wait a minute. So you were getting rid of TikTok in the name of national security, correct? Because China is a national security threat, apparently, on an application. But you've got no problem with Chinese purchasing large amounts of land in our country and doing God knows what all over this place. So is it really about national security? I highly doubt that, because an application is nothing compared to literal Chinese people buying land, owning all the marijuana farms right here and so forth. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. So this has nothing to do with our security. This has to do with them now opening their arms and getting us basically to where we can be spied on a little bit more. So I'm looking through it, who voted for this, and I'm kind of, I don't know, a little beside myself. I don't really understand what's going on here. But the people that voted against it, you had people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and so forth. But then you had AOC, the entire squad, and all these people voting against it, against the bill. So I'm kind of like, oh, wait a minute. I don't even know what side I'm on. But nonetheless, we definitely don't need to be spied on. So go through. If you get a chance, you find that bill, read that bill. But I got to give it to Thomas Massey right here, because he points out everything that needed to be said right in front of Congress. Listen to this.
You know, we're sitting here with phones made in China. We're wearing suits made in China. We drove cars here with chips that are made in China. And they're our foreign adversary. And by golly, we're going to do something about it. What are we going to do? We're going to tell Americans they can't put a piece of software on their computer. They can't go to certain websites that the president designates. So I urge my colleagues to oppose this well-intentioned bill, because it will have bad consequences, and I yield back the balance of my time. We need warrants in the FISA program. Our government shouldn't be able to spy on Americans without a warrant, yet they are. Let's bring that to the floor and vote on it. These are the kind of cures we need, not the bill that's offered here today. The bill that's offered here today, even though I know it's offered genuinely, it could also be named the Facebook Protection and Enhancement Act, because it's not the American people who are going to benefit most from this. It will be Facebook. Their stock is going to go up if this bill should pass the Senate. Now, what are some ways that we could improve this bill? Well, it should at least have a sunset. I mean, that's the only reason we're able to debate whether FISA should have warrants in it, because it sunsets. And what have we observed? FISA has been abused. That's my concern with this TikTok ban. It will be abused.
And this is the problem that we're having right here. This is literally about spying. And then, of course, the people that they're, you know, working with, they're paying Facebook, Instagram, you know, some of those other ones that we all know are basically were started by our government. Facebook is probably the best example because it was a DARPA project. As a matter of fact, the day that Facebook was created was the end of the original DARPA project, which was the original Facebook, you know, at that point. And it was a way, you know, rather than them having to search for our information, they found a way for us to willingly give them our information. And we do that quite frequently, you know, by the ads that we look at, by the content that we look at. They're like, hey, we need your phone number and this and your address and your email and so forth. So people willingly give this, and they found a way to do it. When I was doing some stuff, doing the little government things, they were starting with the original Snapchat. So at that point, it wasn't called Snapchat. I just saw the original breakup and making of this. So what were they doing? They were literally coming up with an algorithm that, you know, would grid your face. So if you guys remember when Snapchat first came out, they would be like, look at the camera. Now turn your head. Now turn your head the other way. Now look down. Now look up. And it was literally graphing every aspect of your face. In order to, so just so you could get a fancy little avatar with dog ears or something like that. So they basically figured out a way, back in, this is our government, in order to get all of our facial recognition, facial profiles and so forth. And then they ended up releasing it as what we know now as Snapchat. So, you know, like I said, instead of them having to go through and find this stuff, they found a way for people to willingly hand over what they were looking for. You know, there's so many dangerous things about social media. At this point, I like social media because I feel like we've got an opportunity to use our enemy's weapon against them. And this was a big backfire on them. The internet, social media, and so forth certainly works in their favor, but it works against them in many ways, just like with TikTok and Twitter. Twitter will be next on the agenda, I'd imagine, after they get rid of TikTok. They're not trying to suppress or save us for a national security threat. They're trying to remove any ability for you and I to be able to communicate and spread truth to one another. This is what ultimately what this is all about. And then, like I said, digging in and looking through your cameras and stuff and spying on you. Then you got Canada right now, which is working on passing some crazy bill, which would give the judge the ability to put you in jail for a life sentence for hate speech. You know, and then once again, what is hate speech? Who determines what's hate speech? Because I know as a Caucasian male, I can say some pretty innocent things and they'll try to call it hate speech. If you're another color, you can say whatever you want to because there's no racism towards white people. So once again, who is sitting in the seat right now that declares what is and what isn't hate speech? And that's the scariest part about this, because we've got a dictatorial, tyrannical government, not just America, Canada as well, multiple other countries falling in the same suit. So we got a lot of fixing to do. And like I said, you know, I know God's got his hand in this, but you know, you got to wonder if God's going to call us to pick up those stones at some point in order to stop this, because this world really has a big cleansing to do, which is why my big, big prayers every single day is, Father, let there be the greatest revival of all time, and let those people that are hesitant to come to you find you in their hearts and see nothing but you from this day forward. So keep on praying for those. And I know the closer we get to eclipse, things are going to get a little bit weirder. So last night, Trump officially won the primaries. So he is now the runner. He is the official candidate right now running for president. We all know that it ain't going to get there. They won't, you know, Donald Trump, the closer he gets there, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Biden left this earth around September or October, you know, the way things are going. Now you go over to the other side of this world, over into Great Britain. And it gets crazier and crazier what's going on with all the royals. So I was reading some things, and I'm still trying to verify some of this, but apparently Camilla, whatever her name is, the new queen, is not trustworthy, not even to her husband, King Charles. Apparently he's trying to distance himself from her, because from what I'm hearing, and like I said, I'll let you know, I'm going to try to verify this, but I've come across this in multiple places, that his queen is now conspiring with Prince William in order to take control of the monarchy. And, you know, then you ask yourself, well, where the heck is the princess, Kate? She has gone, like, missing, MIA. It's been 78 days since she has been seen publicly. And there have been three photos that have been released of her, and every one of them, they were like, oh, it was Photoshop. We had to remove them. But they were actually not Photoshop. They were AI generated. So the kingdom was the one who actually put these photos out. So you figure that the kingdom would have, you know, access to being able just to, I don't know, take a quick picture of Kate and her family just to prove that she's still alive. You know, because a lot of people, even over in Britain, are wondering, you know, if she's still alive, if she hopped up and ran from the, you know, ran with their children to get away from this. I'm really curious myself to see where this is going. But nonetheless, it's been almost 80 days since he's been seen publicly. And yeah, exactly. That's Tara Lynn. Exactly. My first thought, did they Diana her? And that was my big question, too. And the children haven't been, the children have not been seen either. They've all been missing in action. Like I said, so you figure they'd have access to take a quick proof of life picture, but they keep putting these pictures out that not only are they not Photoshopped, they're literally AI generated. So why are they going through the trouble to try to put these out there when it's literally as simple as grabbing a camera and taking a photo? We'll see. But I know that, you know, the American conspiracy theorists started talking about this at first, and then they released that third picture. Anons were on that instantly, like tearing that photo apart and then, you know, proving that it was AI. They ended up retracting that picture from every site that put it up. Every publication photo was removed. They came up with their excuses and then did nothing to further prove that she was around. So it gets weirder and weirder. And now the Brits are even talking about this as well. And my theory, Wellness Gen, seriously, is that they're trying to jump ship. I'm thinking right now that a lot of people are trying to jump ship. Even here in the States, we're watching, McConnell, he's not going to be coming back in. Buck said that he wasn't, I think he's Colorado. He's not going to be, he said he wasn't going to be running again, but all of a sudden now he's saying that he's going to be resigning from his position next week. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I figured this one out. Yeah, there's no escaping what's coming later on, no question. So I figured out what that one was about, because Ken Buck's one of those people that I really just don't trust. So this is what happened. So if you guys know, Lauren Boebert recently got divorced, and she is actually moving another district over. So what she was going to do is finish her term where she's at, and she's going to run again for Congress, but over in the next district over. That's the district that Buck is. So what he has done, if he had stayed through, this would have been perfect. She could have stayed in a position. She could have run through for that other election and then gotten be a congresswoman in that district. But by Buck leaving, they're going to have a special election right now. So it mucks up the works for her plans to do, because now there's going to be an intermediate and she can't serve two districts at one time. So that is what this is all about. The GOP is literally screwing over the GOP, and it's always the Lauren Boeberts. Of all those ladies that popped up that we were like, man, those women are here for fighting. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I lost faith in her. I don't really trust her anymore, but Lauren Boebert was one that seems to be pretty legit. She was a very big and Trump supporting, and that's the reason they're trying to get rid of her and anyone else like her. They're getting them rid of them. They're getting them in the boot, and they're making it as difficult as it possibly can. So I'm hoping that it works out for her and she actually gets to move over and be in that other district. But once again, every time that a conservative leaves, what are they doing? They're leaving a gap in our votes right now. We have a majority right now, but every time someone leaves, we become closer and closer to losing that majority. Right now, we got like a 2-vote majority, and we're about to lose one more. So yeah, exactly. All they're doing is they're increasing Democrat power. And like I said, this is going to be super, super ugly between now and November. I still don't think we're going to have the elections, but it's going to get nasty as can possibly be. So we just need to be prepared for that. Keep on praying and listening to God more than ever, just asking God for that discernment. So I came across like a really crazy article today. And at first I'm like, whoa, you know, I mean, I study psychology and I've never heard this before. But I went through and did a little bit of research today and found out that this is actually pretty legit, pretty true. So when we talk or when we're thinking, we have this ability to have our internal monologue, you know what I'm saying? That little voice in your head that, you know, that basically you can see and hear as you're thinking. There are literally people in this world that are born without an internal monologue. Can you imagine that? And at first I'm like, man, how weird would that be, not being able to hear that little voice in your head as you're thinking through things or contemplating things or whatever. But then I stopped and I'm like, what a gift that would be. Because some of the biggest trouble that we have is trying to figure out who's talking to us. Is it me coming up with this thought? Is God speaking to us? You know, and so forth. Well, if you don't have an inner monologue and all of a sudden you're hearing a voice, you can pretty much guarantee that's God speaking to you. You know what I'm saying? So it cuts out the Q&A. Is like, is this me just thinking this, or is God speaking to me? So it's kind of a gift, you know, like a blessing in disguise, really, because now you're not confused. When you hear that extra voice in your head, you're like, well, I know it's not me because I don't have an internal monologue. It must be God. So it's kind of a cool little story. And like I said, I had never heard of that one, because the most intriguing thing that I had always wondered, you know, that I'd always ask these questions was, you know, a person who isn't born blind, but eventually becomes blind in their life, they once had the ability to see, therefore they would have the ability to dream. You know, so I was like, well, what about people that were born blind? Like, if they've never been able to see anything, you know, it would almost be near impossible to even describe to them what a color is. And I've tried. It's like trying to describe the word love with actually not using the word love. It's a very difficult thing to do. So explaining colors to someone who has never seen colors, and people are like, well, you know, put their hand under hot water and say, this is red. Put it under cold water and say, this is cold. And I'm like, well, no, we were actually taught this. You know, we symbolized the blue as representing cold. That wouldn't help them out whatsoever. So my big question is, if a person that was born blind, can they dream? Because we dream in visuals. We dream in colors. Like, would a blind person dream in sound? Would they dream in visuals? And I've never had that. I've never run into someone who was born blind to be able to ask that question. And I can't find anything on that on the internet that's really conclusive. But it's still something that I'm dying to learn at some point. But as I was doing that studying, I found this really cool thing. It's called blind sight. So our eyes are very similar to a camera. So you look at your eyes as a lens. And when a lens sees something like on a camera, the image is actually projected upside down. So when your eyes pick up something, it turns the image upside down. It sends it back to the back of your brain. And it basically turns the object upside down. So you've got one part of your brain that allows you to conceive and the other one's to perceive. So basically, when your eye picks up an image like a camera, even a broken camera, if you put a broken camera down, the lens still works and it still projects the image back in the camera. So the other part of the camera doesn't work. So in some cases, people's brains do the same exact thing. So they may be completely blind, but they can look at an object and even though their eyes can't see it, their brain still picks up what it is. But they also have the reverse of those people that can see, and the image projects back into their head. But when it goes down to their lower cortex, they can't understand what they're seeing. So they've done some testing on this where they cover up one person's one eye and not the other. And they'll be like, draw what you see. And they'll literally draw half of a flower because, like I said, is their brain just isn't picking it up. And it's what's called blind sight. So it's pretty interesting, you know, so I look at this, you know, I kind of look at blind sight in a way I'm similar to someone that hasn't met God, someone that may never have read the Bible or had a family to explain them, because you know, there's something deep inside your heart, deep inside your soul, whether you've never heard the name Jesus, you never knew anything about what God was, but you still know, it still exists within you, you know, it's like molded into your soul the moment that God sends you down to this earth to be born. And I kind of look at it, you know, very similar to the blind sight. It's being able to see something that you can't physically see, or being able to understand something that you've never been taught about. And like I said, I think that God and Jesus are a great example of that. because people ask me, you know, well, if you need to have Christ in your heart to go to heaven, and believe in him to repent, you know, what about the Jub-Jubs over there on the Pacific Islands? What do the Jub-Jubs do? That's never seen a Bible or never seen a God. And I still just convinced that, like I said, God exists everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Whether whether you have the privilege to look at scripture or not, you know, God still exists and God still speaks. You know, so I still feel that even if you grew up in the middle of the Arctic, never seeing anybody, you would still have that inclination of there being a God. And there's great examples of that throughout history, no matter where you go, all the way over to the Native Americans and so forth, that they still believed in a creator, you know? So it's one of those things. We just need to, you know, spread that word ourselves and do what we can to let people understand who Jesus Christ is at this point. But like I said, I feel there's a yearning for God in everybody, whether they've heard about him, known about him or not. That's just one of those things. And like I said, I've got nothing to prove this, other than the feelings that I've had when I was younger and I knew that there was a God before I found God. So go over a little bit more news today. I think I told you last night about the first satanic temple is trying to start a kids group at the school, which is absolutely disgusting. So they used to hide Satanism, and now it's like right in your face. They're literally making abortion commercials that are sponsored by the satanic community. And I mean, there was a time where a producer of a company would be like, absolutely not. I forbid that to go on my channel. And now they seek this stuff. So it's just getting sadder and sadder every day, which is why we need to really do what we can to bring God back into people's lives. So I told you about the Pfizer update last night. The Pfizer's being sued right now, and the government's coming to their aid and trying to keep them out of trouble. So this right here was a Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich says, Joe Biden has suffered his biggest loss of support from people under 30. Why? Because they're finding out that they can't get a decent job, they can't afford a car, and they can't afford a house. The Biden system does not work. And people are waking up to that every single day. I'm seeing people in my life that I literally hated my guts. And they're like, man, Duncan, I'm just going to be honest with you. I know I hated on Trump for the last 6 years, man, but I'm voting for him now. And this is the thing. We're at a point now where some people have the ability to wake up and see. Other people needed to be hit in a very uncomfortable place. And sadly, the pocketbook, the wallet, is the place that people get hit anymore in order to feel a little bit uncomfortable. So the way that the inflation, the numbers, the cost of absolutely everything, groceries, the housing market going up, all of this stuff is starting to affect everybody. And they're tired of it. They're tired of, you know, having to decide what kid's going to be able to eat today. Do I feed my whole family? Do I put gas in my car so I can get to work to make more money to repeat this all again? And then I'm still going into debt. People are maxing out credit cards like crazy. They're purchasing cars. CarMax right now. I saw a lot the other day that had hundreds of repoed vehicles that were all going, to auction. And it's because people can't even afford their $250 car payments any longer. And then you got the housing market. People at this point, unless you've got the money, which is really hard to save up any longer to buy a house, you've got to mortgage a house. The mortgages are absolutely ridiculous. And then there's all these clauses and stuff. And then, you know, there's all kinds of harder requirements now to get a house than it ever was before. You go back and look at the 50s, one person, one father could do all the work. Mother could stay home, take care of the kid. Everything was taken care of. Exactly, Terry Lynn. Insurance just went up. Everyone's getting hit really hard right now. So fortunately, they are hitting into an uncomfortable spot to where they are reevaluating their decisions. And like Trump said the other day in one of his speeches, we have finally gotten to the point where 82% of America is aware and awake and seeing the corruption within our government. We've been waiting for this. This is the point right now where the truth can be exposed without creating a civil war. This is a point now where the truth can be exposed without people absolutely losing their minds and freaking out. Like I said, they want to push it into a war. Ain't going to happen. And fortunately, you know, God is handing all this. We are literally watching a great awakening right now, which is why, you know, some people are like, hey, the rapture's on its way. And I'm like, you know, the rapture's coming. I certainly believe that. Well, I believe that, but I'll tell you in a minute who doesn't. But I believe that this right here, it's a great awakening. I believe this is that time, you know, go right along with Jonah, right along with Nineveh. God is giving this country and the world another chance to repent. We don't deserve it, but God's watching our backs. So as I just said, I know Jesus is coming back to rapture us at some point, but guess who doesn't believe that? The Vatican. That's right. This is what the Vatican said today. Jesus, not coming back. This is, admits the Vatican. And it literally, you open this one up and I'll read you the sorry about that. It says, a spokesperson for the Vatican has officially announced today that the second coming of Jesus, the only Son of God, may not happen after all, but urge followers to still continue with their fate regardless of this news. I sent that to Jeff. I'm like, read this and tell me that I just read what I think I just read. So literally now the Vatican. So, you know, and my reply to Jeff was Jeff, I'm pretty sure there's something in scripture that says that Jesus doesn't even know the day that that he's coming back here to rapture us. And I was like, what, they got his own personal phone number? I mean, it did say that nobody will know the time or the place. Jesus won't even know that time. But apparently, the Pope does. Exactly, Terry Land. Serpents, synagogue of Satan, truth patriot, 100%. I like literally was just mind blown when I saw that. They're not even hiding it any longer. I saw this video today that was it was really, really interesting too. And this guy was one of those, what do they call them? Star seeds, you know, the ones that are like all about the aliens and, you know, we're a spiritual earth and the Gaia and the earth energy. It's not about God. It's about, you know, just, it's a very new age thing, but it always involves the aliens and so forth. So he was really into this. Then God talked to him and then he read the scripture. And then he realized that everything that he had been learning about, the whole starred seeds, the aliens coming back to save this world, was literally part of the great deception that the scripture was talking about. And he's like, this is what the plan's going to be. He's like, and it kind of fits in with very similar to the new Left Behind that just came out with Kevin Sorbo that came out last year. It's very similar to that. And the fact is that the rapture happened, and then they faked a second rapture in order to prove that the first one wasn't a rapture, but the second one never happened. So, but you know, the news was perpetuating this possibility. So everybody was like, well, according to scripture, there's only one rapture. And since it happened twice, this must be something completely different. So the people were just completely misled again at that point. Well, and this, what he was saying is that after the rapture, they're literally going to convince people that aliens are coming here to preserve and save the world, but the first thing they had to do was get rid of the troublemakers. Well, the troublemakers in this case would be the Christians, you know, us rabble-rousing Christians that are just trying to help people find salvation and save their lives. So let's get rid of the troublemakers, and now the aliens come down here in order to you know, fool the world into absolute destruction. And then the way that this playing out, it literally falls into the, you know, 3.5 years of peace, 3.5 years of absolute destruction and chaos. But once again, utilizing this to say, hey, they didn't disappear because God raptured them. They disappeared because the aliens got rid of the troublemakers so that we can come and fix the problem. Now that troublemakers are gone, let's take care of your world. So, and it makes a lot of sense because we're starting to see more and more of these things being talked about. I've seen multiple videos recently of preachers and other people that were talking or interviewing other people that, you know, were into the whole alien thing and so forth. And they're like, look, these aren't like outer space alien things. These are interdimensional creatures, what they keep calling them. Tucker recently talked about this. So we're going to be seeing more and more. And they were certainly going to try to convince us that this is alien races coming to destroy us. But this is the great trick right here. We don't know what an alien looks like. We don't know what a demon looks like. We've only got this idea and this pictures in our head. So how would we know if we were actually looking at one? I would say you would feel it more than anything. But yeah, Jay Wu, apparently, according to the Vatican, the rapture has been canceled. Unbelievable. So next, turns out that at the January 6th, turns out that the MAGA hat wearing guy that was busting through the windows that we all saw, it's been proven that not only was he not a MAGA supporter, that he was actually on one of the big Antifa guys, never voted for Trump, voted for Biden, voted for Obama, like literally the opposite of what they were saying. So more and more of this information is coming out. Like I said, truth is absolutely being exposed. Where it will go, I don't know.